3, Buddhism. 600 years after Moses came Buddha. His name was actually, and please forgive me if I get this wrong, but it's Gautama, is close. A young man, he was a prince. He had never seen any suffering in all of his life, been shut inside the walls of his palace. And on the way to his wedding, he saw for the first time the elderly and the people who were sick and crying out for help along the road. His heart was filled with anxiety, and he asked someone, "Is this what the fate is for all of us?" And that person replied, "Yes, this is the fate for all of us." And in that anxiety, trying to figure out all these things and how to deal with the pain of living and these issues, he went off for a period of time by himself to wrestle with these things and to meditate. And he finally came up with some answers that helped him. However, he was a human being. He was born and he lived and he died. Christianity came 600 years after Buddha. Jesus Christ came, actually. I shouldn't say Christianity. We will speak of him in a minute because from the Christian perspective, Jesus is in a different category than all these others. His apostles, however, were all human, and they went out into the world to share Jesus' words, and they wrote them down in Scripture, inspired by the Holy Spirit. And finally, we have Islam. 600 years after Christ, Muhammad came along. He chose some parts and rejected other parts of Judaism and Christianity to begin a new religion, and he wrote the Quran. Again, he was a human being. He was born, he married twice, and he died. All of these people were human beings. So, now here's the twist to the story of the elephant. It's as if the elephant, hearing these blind men trying to describe the whole of the elephant, one day said to them, "Would you be quiet for just a moment? Just be quiet." I can hear him going, "Psst, psst," whenever they try to talk. "Psst." You know, have you ever had anybody do that to you? That's usually a good way to make people mad, isn't it? "Psst." Right? No. Anyway. God says, "Would you all be quiet for just a moment and let me speak? Let me tell you what I'm like. Let me tell you who I am. Let me tell you what I desire. Let me tell you better than that. Let me show you," is what the proverbial elephant said. And the idea of the elephant speaking is the central assertion of the Christian faith. No, you won't find anything about an elephant in the Bible, so don't even look. Don't even look. But the idea is that after hearing human beings longing after and groping for God, describing in a variety of ways what little piece we could understand of God, God spoke and Jesus was born. And the Christian faith stands alone in saying that its founder was something different than a mere human being. The Christian faith stands alone in that. That in Jesus Christ, God entered into our existence, broke into our history, and God was born a man. Spoke in the only way that we could really understand and came and lived among us. And God said, "This is what I'm like. This is who I am. This is what I want from you. This is my will for humanity." You see, it's a truly amazing story. You really should open up the Bible and read about it. It'll change your life. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the story of Jesus. Jesus was not a mere mortal. So, how did Jesus do this? You see, I really love the way Jesus showed God to the people. You see, when Jesus came, he didn't write a 1,000-page book, did he? Trying to explain what he wanted to teach. Jesus didn't go to the monastic center and develop principles that no one could understand. Jesus walked from town to town and village to village, healing those that were broken. Jesus talked in stories that people could understand, saying that this is what God is like, and this is what the kingdom of heaven is like, and this is what God wants of you. Jesus found the least and the lost and the outcast and called them the lost sheep and tried to bring them back home. Jesus saw people living that were hurting, and he wiped their tears away. Jesus saw those who were arrogant, and he humbled them. Jesus was an amazing man. He didn't write volumes about his work. Instead, Jesus, listen to this, Jesus called 12 ordinary people, taught them, and said, "Now go and tell the world." Is that awesome or what?